Good evening and welcome to worship tonight on this Christmas Eve. We gather not at the church that we're used to, but in our homes. We are going, we're using technology that we're not used to tonight, and we are still, however, able to gather with warmth and love as we make a place in each of our hearts and in our world for the birth of Christ. The service we're doing tonight is called Lessons and Carols, a very traditional form that comes from the Anglican tradition. But tonight we're going to be adding some other ingredients to make it perhaps a little more up to date. My name is Mitchell Hay, and I'm the pastor at the Essex Center United Methodist Church.
And I'm Barb Lemmel. I'm married to Mitch Hay, also part of the Essex Center United Methodist Church. It's good to be with you all on this Christmas Eve. We hope that you're in a place that you're comfortable as we are tonight.
If you were able to get the worship bulletin on our Facebook page or emailed to you, I invite you to go to the call to worship that is in the bulletin. And if you have that, if you could read the bold type, we'll be reading responsively the call to worship and the slide called "The World is on the Edge" is the slide we'll use here. The world is on the edge.
Breathless with imminence, caught up in anticipation.
Something is going to change. Something.
Something hovers just out of sight. Beyond our imagining.
Beyond our dreaming. Beyond our hoping.
God moves.
And we are on the brink of the incredible.
Come, Emmanuel, come.
Come. We're going to be singing two verses of O Come, Emmanuel. The lyrics will be up on your screen. If you and we invite you to sing along at home, we'll be singing verses 1 and 7 if you have a hymnal. If you were able to receive an Advent wreath this Christmas, or if you have one on your own, we invite you now to light the 4 candles of joy, peace, love, and hope. And Chloe Lemmel Hay will lead us in this liturgy. The response is, "We welcome the light."
A poem from Jan Richardson. I cannot tell you how the light comes. What I know is that it is more ancient than imagining, that it travels across an astounding expanse to reach us, that it loves searching out what is hidden, what is lost, what is forgotten or in peril or in pain, that it has a fondness for the body, for finding its way toward flesh, for tracing the edges of form, for shining forth through the eye, the hand, the heart. We welcome the light. I cannot tell you how the light comes, but that it does, that it will, that it works its way into the deepest dark that enfolds you, though it may seem long ages in coming, or arrive in a shape you did not foresee. We welcome the light. And so may we this day turn ourselves toward it. We welcome the light. May we lift our faces to let it find us. We welcome the light. May we bend our bodies to follow the arc it makes. We welcome the light. May we open and open more and open more still to the blessed light that comes.
Thank you, Chloe. We were able to put together a Zoom choir.
And when we say we mean Dana.
Dana and Jeremy. We're able to put together a Zoom choir to sing Jesus, Light of the World. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this worked out.
See the bright and morning star, Jesus, the light of the world. He has risen in our hearts, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where his love and his mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. He's the lamp that lights our way, Jesus, the light of the world. Step by step and day by day, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where his love and his mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. No more darkness, no more night, Jesus, the light of the world. He will shine forever bright, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light, come where his love and his mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the world.
Thank you, choir. That was terrific. We will begin our lessons and carols now. We will begin with a reading by Riley.
Oh, this is a reading from Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, "Let us make humanity in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have domain over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created humanity in God's own image. In the image of God, were they created, male and female, God created them. Then God saw everything that God had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the same.
Try it again.
This is a reading from Genesis chapter 1.
Thank you so much, Riley. We'll now invite you all to sing at home two verses of People Look East. Our second reading is from Mark.
This is from Isaiah 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Our next hymn, our carol, is It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. We'll sing verses 1 and 4. Reading from Roger.
Isaiah 11. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But he will do right in the cause of the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw, like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you, Roger. I think it's Christmas now. We'll sing together, O Holy Night, verses 1 and 3.
Our next reading will be read by Christine.
This is from Micah chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Therefore God shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth.
Thank you, Christine. And our next carol will be O Little Town of Bethlehem, verses 1 and 4. And our fifth reading will be from Heidi.
A reading from Luke. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end."
Kathy Wilson.
Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. And therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who is called barren. But with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
And hear this poem, Annunciation, by Marie Howe. Even if I don't see it again, nor ever feel it, I know it is, and that if once it hailed me, it ever does. And so it is myself I want to turn in that direction, not as toward a place, but it was a tilting within myself, as one turns a mirror to flash the light to where it isn't. I was blinded like that and swam in what shone at me, only able to endure it by being no one. And so specifically myself, I thought I'd die from being loved like that. And our next carol is "Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming," verses 1 and 3.
From Craig.
And now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you, Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. Then he called his name Jesus.
Thank you, Craig. In Europe, in the season of Advent, lots of companies, banks, insurance companies, pharmacy companies, seem to work to outdo each other to create the most heartstring tugging holiday commercials. They're never explicitly Christian, but they often are able to get to the deep part of the truth of what the season is about. And I wanted to show you tonight a video that I discovered from a, I believe, a pharmacy called Doc Morris. And sit back and enjoy for a couple of minutes this commercial, or really this story. I'll give everyone a couple of minutes to get a Kleenex after that. Since March, when I see someone in person or I'm talking with them on the phone, I don't do the greeting I normally do, which is, hey, how's it going? Because how's it going is just an evasion with how hard this year's been. So I've been, maybe it's nosy, but I've been saying, how are you coping? Which gives people permission, if things are pretty tough, to talk about what's happening. If they aren't ready to talk, they'll think I'm really nosy, take slight offense and walk away. But everyone I talk to says how exhausted they are. Everyone is so tired. And especially Christmas has been overwhelming because everything feels like it's twice as hard. And there's so little of the emotional feedback that we're used to getting because we're not seeing the people that we adore. The things that you count on to make Christmas Christmas isn't happening. We don't have all of our families at home. We aren't having Christmas Eve at church tonight. We're not doing the candles in a circle around with everyone lighting candles and the kids not catching fire and Sean taking pictures like we shared last Sunday. you're used to people stopping by and you're handing them their Christmas goodies, and now we have to drive miles around. We're mailing gifts to loved ones instead of counting on them being able to be with us. It's hard, and we're tired. And when we look at what we normally depend on to kind of get the emotional energy of this time of year, not being here, it connected to me when I was first watching this commercial and seeing the older gentleman looking at his old high school track pictures. All he didn't get the energy from them anymore. All he had was tired. But then he saw another picture, not a picture of his past that was no longer giving him what he needed. He had a picture of what we find out at the end of this wonderful little video is his granddaughter. And it brings him a new energy, a new title, really. He goes from being old man who can't do track anymore to a grandfather who needs to get ready. He couldn't count on his old ways of doing and being. He had to do something new, like we all are this season. So he goes to work. He goes to work to get ready for Christmas, to be able to do a special thing with his granddaughter.
And at first, it seems impossible.
Yes.
He can't lift that weight at all. And it just, he has no idea how he's ever going to accomplish what it is. We still don't know what it is he wants to accomplish, but he knows. And it, you see him get discouraged. It doesn't seem like he's ever going to be able to pick it up.
Right. Now, fortunately, he did it many weeks ahead of time. We get the idea. If I had been doing this, I would have thought about it like on Christmas Eve and right. broken my back. So this guy was very good at planning here. What I get out of this, and I think this is kind of a Rorschach test, this video, but how Christmas is ultimately about love. It's about love becoming enfleshed, both in our hearts and in our world. Not only 2,000 years ago, but tonight, love enfleshed in us. Love enfleshed in acts of kindness and mercy and justice and compassion. Like the old man preparing to lift his granddaughter up, we need to prepare. That's what Advent is about. It's a time of preparing, tilling the soil of our hearts to be able to plant seeds that take time to be able to take root and will eventually give birth to love enfleshed.
And again, what I love about the commercial is he has a vision of how he wants to be, and it's not something that's easy. It's not something that comes naturally to him. He's going to have to work on it. He's going to have to build up muscles. He's going to have to prepare. He goes out running. He does. It makes me think of all the things that we do to be ready to love the world around us. Whether we think the world deserves that love or not, because we know that God loves and loved us enough to be born in Jesus, to be born in our hearts this Christmas, regardless of whether or not we feel like we deserve it or not. Mm-hmm. And so this old man goes to work, and at first he's really bad at it, just like I'm sometimes really bad at being able to be the gracious person that I would like to be, that I believe God is calling me to be. Mm-hmm. And the neighbors think he's kind of weird, just like people sometimes think we're kind of weird when we try to live out of our faith instead of just being reactive or whatever. And yet he builds up the strength. He gets mm-hmm. better. He gets stronger. The kids in the neighborhood do it with him. His one neighbor never thinks he's got his head on straight, but that's okay. He knows where he's headed. And when he needs to, he can pick up his granddaughter and hold her out to put the star on the tree. And to me, Christmas is one of the things that helps make it possible for us when we need to lift love, to lift forgiveness, to lift grace, to lift hope. to lift God putting the world back together. And it takes all of our lives for us to learn to do that. And God is with us the whole way. Go ahead.
Well, the heart is a literal muscle that this gentleman knows he needs to exercise it and goes to do the hard work to make it happen. Love is a metaphorical muscle, but it needs exercise too.
Well, and our spirits need exercise as well. Mm. So that when the opportunity comes for us to be the people who believe in Christmas, we're able to do it. Mm. And that's why we come together, even in this weird way on Christmas Eve, because we can't do it alone. We do it with each other, and we do it with God. We do it with you, and you do it with us. All together, we become the place where Jesus is born. And so Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And now we'll get to hear some of that story of Jesus being born. Donna will read to us next.
This is a reading from Luke chapter 2. It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. His census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And now, of course, we will sing Away in the Manger, verses 1 and 3.
Continue Luke's nativity with a reading from Paula.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Thank you, Paula. We'll sing Angels We Have Heard on High, verses 1 and 2. This poem from Jan Richards, from Mary's perspective, read by Lori.
Take this message back, that when the angel left, I wept, that I thought I was insane, that I sat in the dark for 3 days, that I dreamed of stones, that I dreamed of angry crowds, that I dreamed I spread my arms to meet them. Say on the third day, a wind through the door. Say the smell of perfume, say fire. Say ancient familiar music. Say I opened, say I laughed, say just a bit.
And our next carol is What Child Is This? Verses 1 and 2. Kathy will share our final reading tonight.
A reading from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through the Word, and without the Word, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Thank you, Kathy. If we were meeting at church tonight, we would now be gathering around in a circle around the perimeter of the sanctuary with our little candles and the little plastic cups and sharing that light around. It's the moment that becomes Christmas for me. I invite you, if you brought candles to your own worship area tonight, to light that candle now. Or if on your Advent wreath, you can light the Christ candle, the fifth candle in the middle. We're going to sing two verses of two carols to finish our evening with, Silent Night and Joy to the World. Thank you to all of our readers, to Jeremy for helping make tonight happen, for Dana helping make the choir happen, and for Catherine doing all the recording of all our music tonight. Everyone who made it happen, thank you so much. Those who were on the Zoom call to make the evening work were not actually able to listen to the hymns and stuff because we're all patiently waiting their turn for reading. So thank you. And you will be able to see the service in its entirety on YouTube when Jeremy gets that up online.
And on Facebook right away, it'll be there.
We, it's hard to know how to say goodbye when we're not all in a circle together. We're not sending you out into a cold world. We hope you are at home in a warm and safe place, that you can find a place to be silent for a little while now. You might want to share some thoughts on the comment side of Facebook. People are having wonderful conversations there, and that is a way we can do the kind of hugs and connections that we would normally do after the service. What we can send you out with is a Christmas blessing from Ray Pritchard. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary
and the obedience of Joseph and the joy of the angels,
the eagerness of the shepherds,
the determination of the Magi,
and the peace of the Christ child.
Almighty God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, bless you now and forever.
Amen, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, all. Blessings.
Peace.